And it's time for our legal buzz. And for that, during the holiday season and beyond into 2020, we said good morning to our buddy John Price. How you doing, John?
Just fine, thank you. And good morning. And thank you to your staff for fixing me this nice hot cup of hot apple cider.
Ah, is it bourbon apple cider?
No, it's not. Okay. Especially not this early in the morning.
That's right.
You realize that.
That's right. That's right. Besides, you know, you're going to be driving. And and that's one of the things during the holidays. You know, people sometimes will overindulge, and they got to make sure they have a designated driver during Christmas.
Oh, without a doubt. Yes. Without a doubt. Heck, and you know, and I realize everybody's on a tight budget this time of year, but an Uber is much cheaper than a traffic ticket or the life or limb that you may endanger by drunk driving. So, yeah, we don't want any drunk drivers there. Y'all, please sober up before you get behind the wheel. Don't get behind the wheel if you've been drinking. Please, 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 please.
Absolutely. I mean, make sure you arrive alive. That you want to make sure you have a good holiday season. And it is definitely heating up out there when you look around the shopping centers, the malls, and other places. I mean, traffic is thick and people are in the festive mood, maybe.
It's picking up. I went by the mall the other night and I noticed it was picking up. And my wife said, well, it's Christmas time in the city. I said, yeah, you're right. So, this time of year, accidents can pick up both wrecks at the mall and slip and falls in the mall. So, you know, it's kind of dangerous both inside and outside shopping areas. But
you know, also being careful in the parking lot. I mean, you have people who will actually be watching to see if you bring packages back to your car and then go back in.
Yes. I said the reality that we all are under demands and we got families got to get home to and things got to attend to. But when you got to set a time for the shopping and not be in a big rush, you just have to. Because if you're rushing to get to the mall or get to the shopping center, you know, that's when you're going to really increase your chance of an accident. The other thing, too, is if you get really impatient, then at time anger tends to set in. And anger is just as dangerous behind the wheel as is drinking and driving. It really is. You know, people start taking their frustrations when they got an accelerator below their feet and a steering wheel in their hands, and that's not good. That's not a very good combination to have.
Well, you know, it's funny. So, I mentioned to my son that people behave behind the wheel of a car in a way that they would behave nowhere else on planet Earth.
Can't figure that out. You know, we get on the boat and ride around on the water. We wave at each other and blow kisses, and we get on the highway and shoot the bird at each other. I understand it. But get in the mood, set the time aside, get into the spirit of the season. And remember, when you go into the malls and stuff, there's a lot of crowds. And what we see very often, and besides just slip and falls on foreign substances or wet substances or a floor that hasn't been cleaned recently or what have you, is displays. You know, there's a lot more displays than Christmas, you know, during Christmas time, where they put things out in the aisle and personnel put special sales out in the aisle, special items, displays. Remember, you know, that the store is responsible for those displays. And although people say, oh, well, the display's right in front of me. I can see Attorney Price. I can see. Well, you say that now, but you get out in there and you're distracted by the items all around the mall, the beautiful decorations. And it's easy to walk right into a display or trip over one. And I tell you, man, the older you get and you fall, it's I noticed as a very young lawyer, you know, when I was a very young lawyer, in fact, I was a young lawyer, how seriously injured people were from falls.
Yes.
It just never occurred to me being a young guy. And you don't have to be old to fall. You don't have to be old to break an arm or fracture, you know, your wrist or bust a kneecap wide open, you know, when you fall.
It's one of the leading causes of injuries for people over the age of 50. And right. Nowadays, for people that are young, put the damn phone down and look at where you're walking. How about that?
Yeah, we always say don't, you know, John Price, I'm always saying don't text and drive, but now we got to say don't text and walk. You know, stop. And plus get out of somebody else's way. Maybe find a little chair over there near the dressing room or dressing area. Don't hang out there too long. People might think you're creeping either, you know, in the dressing area. But find a place to sit down a little text and do your texting right there and wish everybody Merry Christmas. So at John Price Law Firm, as we're saying, be careful this Christmas. Merry Christmas. If something does happen and you need some help and assistance, feel free to give us a call. You always can write it up 800-868-HELP. That's 800-TNT-HELP. Or you can go to johnpricelawfirm.com and click on our website there. Call johnpricenow.com on your digital phone and you go right with it. So
if you need legal advice, call John Price. John, to you and all of your staff, a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Very Merry Christmas to you, Sir Richard, everybody at 105. Keep it going, man. Y'all do a great job. Love it. Love it.